Deportame, students requoke literary journal into publishing fake people of color parody poetry. By Peter Cattell on March 24, 2022. A conservative student publication has reportedly snuck a number of fake people of color, POC, poems into one of Ireland's most prestigious woke literary journals. A number of fake parody poems have reportedly found their way into Trinity College Dublin's Icarus magazine, one of Ireland's top left-wing literary journals, a local student publication has claimed. Icarus magazine has previously been edited by some of Ireland's leading artistic figures, including the likes of the late Brendan Kennelly, having also previously received submissions from Irish poetry giants such as Nobel Prize winner Seamus Heaney. The Borrachine, a publication that has previously masterminded an exposé series on backdoor Antifa sympathies of Ireland's student elite, announced the inclusion of the fake poems in an article published Wednesday evening, shortly after the latest edition of the print journal was launched. According to a report on the student publication's website, a number of the outlet's authors made submissions to the journal, which claims to pride itself on banning any racism, homophobia, misogyny, transphobia, ableism, Islamophobia, xenophobia, fat-shaming, or ironic renditions of any of the above from being published. Our writers concocted various alter egos, POC and otherwise, to send in the most woeful poetry imaginable, hoping our diverse credentials would get our literary horrors over the line in the final cut for the Icarus print edition, an article by the publication reads. The results didn't disappoint. To be clear, these contributions are woeful by any metric, and fact they were considered for print is an indictment to any artistic rigor practiced by Icarus and its stewards, the article continues. Included among the fake entries that made it into the printed journal is a poem written by an Adacu Deportame, Sikh, which claims that Ireland's original inhabitants were black pygmies, now mythologized as leprechauns. The original Irish were black, you know it, the poem reads. I write it out in verse, we were here first. Commenting on the project, one member of the Borrachine said that the aim of the fake poems was to show the decline of the now woke artistic journal. Icarus exists as one of Ireland's most prestigious poetry journals, featuring the best and brightest of our literary scene, from Seamus Heaney to Derek Mahan, Kieran Brennan told Breitbart London. Our intention was to illustrate how sloppy their standards had become under wokeness, and to our surprise their editorial staff took the bait, he continued. Those who edit Icarus normally go on to enter serious positions of power in adult life. We wanted to exhibit how fragile they're becoming, Brennan concluded. The stunt performed by the Irish students is far from the first of its kind. Cited within the student publication's own article is the example of Irish nationalist writer Oliver St. John Gogarty, who famously submitted a parody poem to a unionist journal which contained a then-scandalous hidden message. One more recent example of fake works being sent to leftist publications include the now infamous so-called Squared Scandal, which aimed at exposing the issues with so-called grievance studies subjects. Undertaken by academics James Lindsay, Helen Pluckrose, and Peter Boghossian, the project involved the submission of 20 fake papers to various prestigious academic publications in the hopes of getting them published. Despite containing complete nonsense, many of these fake papers ended up being published in journals revolving around the fields of gender and queer studies. These include one paper that was a remix of Mein Kampf content with feminist jargon inserted, as well as one paper suggesting that men should be trained like dogs to prevent rape culture. We shouldn't have been able to get any papers this terrible published in reputable journals, let alone seven, the trio said regarding the results of their operation. We would urge people who think this a fluke, or seven flukes, which shows very little, to look at how we were able to do that. See how frequently they required us not to be less politically biased and shoddy in our work, but more so, they also wrote. Disclaimer, the author of this article previously served as the chief project coordinator of the Borrachine, and was involved in the 2020 Irish Antifa Project expose mentioned above.